Double K. Yeah, y'all remember two-step killer, 4'11", but I swear much bigger.
Yeah, y'all know what it is. CB man, that's what they like to call me, right? Shout out to everybody. Welcome back to Chinatown. Okay, did you miss me? Did you miss me? You know what I'm saying? Listen, y'all, I'm not going to lie. This is a lot to be, you know, a blogger, YouTuber, whatever you want to call it. I'm going through a lot. I told you I'm back in school, so we will be going live less than usual, okay? And, you know, I woke up to people giving me some Cash Apps, which was great. I really appreciate it. I felt like, you know, people really want to see me. They want to hear my voice. I know that there are some people that probably do want to see my face right now, but guess what? I'm not doing that today, okay? I'm going to give y'all a show because I feel like y'all miss me, and I really appreciate y'all. So, you know, if you want to support the channel, please just subscribe. You know, you can donate to the channel. I'm not really, you know, begging for donations or nothing like that, but I appreciate it. You know, it was good to wake up to a little Cash App or two. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate y'all. So we got a little show going on. You know, we got a few topics to talk about. We're going to talk about a few things that happened last week because there are some updates and things like that. Yeah, man, let's get into it. Got a few announcements. Let's go through these announcements here. If you have not already subscribed, please subscribe. We are on our way to monetization. We are almost at 600 subscribers, but I really need your help. So if you can donate, please push the subscribe button. All my people who are watching on y'all game systems and don't understand how this works, subscribing is very important. So I really need your help by pushing that subscribe button. So if you're on your game systems, go to the channel, click on the channel button, go up to the right. That's all I know as far as PlayStation, child. I don't know nothing about no Xbox. No shade, no shade. And click on that subscribe button because I noticed that there are a lot of people who watch me and I appreciate y'all, but y'all not subscribing. And that's very important as a YouTuber, okay? So let's get into these announcements, y'all. So there are some things that are going on. How old is Khalees, y'all? How old is Khalees? Do y'all know how old Khalees is? Do y'all know how Khalees is, you know, Nas baby mama, the one responsible for, I don't know, I got some young people watching, but there's a lot of old heads. Remember the song, My Milkshake Brings All the Boys to the Yard? Damn right, it's better than yours. Damn right, it's better than all of that good stuff, right? Well, I don't know how old Khalees is. I'm assuming that she's almost 50 and she pregnant. Just to let y'all know, you know, that's just something else. It ain't no shade, but I know that, it is what it is. I'm not saying that you can't have kids until whenever you feel, you know, black don't crack unless you smoke it, right? So, you know, she's pregnant. Congratulations on that. If you don't care, I understand. I'm just letting y'all know that Khalees is out here having on her fifth child. Congratulations to Khalees. Anyway, moving on. Okay, that's what's going on. Let me put the banner up here because I got to see what's going on as well. She shared some news. She shared that she is pregnant. Okay, number 5. Okay, I didn't know she had that many. I hope that Nas is not still giving her child support. Child, remember she wanted like $15,000 a month or some shit? I don't know if it was that much, but girl, that's a lot of money. Anyway, that's what's going on, okay? Now, there's some stuff that's going on as far as the school systems. As you all know, as far as this COVID shit, I really don't know what's going on, but kids are going back to school. It's only the beginning of August, so I'm not understanding why kids are back in school, but they are, okay? That's what's going on. These kids are going back to school, and this little girl got suspended for damn near no reason. Honestly, she got suspended. There's a little Georgia girl. I think her name was Hannah, Amanda or something. I don't fucking know. Karen, whatever. I don't know. Her name really doesn't matter. But right now, we rooting for you, Hannah, okay? Elizabeth or whatever her fucking name is, okay? We just going to throw out a bunch of names there. We are supporting this girl right now. Now, she has been suspended for, you know, things such as taking. Now, as you see is the picture, there's students who are not wearing masks. There were only a few. They're in this crowded hallway. And the girl took a picture of it. She posted it after school hours. But they have suspended her for specific things, such as, you know, using her phone during school hours, during class, or whatever the case may be. The fact that she even took a picture of all of those kids. But Hannah don't give a shit, okay? Amanda feels like this is wrong. I mean, look at these kids. They're not social distancing and things like that. They have to walk through here. And then now they're saying that it is not protocol or it is not required that these kids wear a mask, and they suspended her. No, see, my thing is, because y'all here because y'all want my opinion, right? Y'all miss me talking my shit. Let me tell you something, stupid ass school systems. Why are these kids back anyway? What is the point of them social distancing in class if y'all gonna have them walk through these crowded ass hallways? So you mean to tell me that it's up to them if they want to wear a mask or not? So you can suspend the shit out of Elizabeth's ass, but you can't enforce them to, okay, maybe walk out of the classroom and walk through the hallways that, you know, with a specific amount of students, maybe about five at a time or something like that. You can't enforce that. You could suspend her ass for something she posted outside of school hours, but yet you can't enforce them to wear their mask. They're children. You can force them to wear uniforms in other places. You can enforce us to not wear our big earrings and shit, right? Because we couldn't do that in our school system. We couldn't even wear big earrings. But you're going to suspend Susie's ass. You're going to suspend her, right? Okay. All right. So, yes, this is what's going on. And this was reported from... You know, this is TMZ, and the Shade Room put it up. Oh, her name was Hannah. See, I was close, y'all. At least I threw one of them out there. I'm just saying, my wiggas, y'all got, just like y'all talk about our names, Bunquisha and all that, we be knowing y'all names and shit. That's why we named all y'all motherfuckers Karen and shit. We know. So Hannah is expressing that only 10% of the students were wearing their masks. Yeah, that's what's going on. And now that they're offering virtual options and stuff like that as far as school, my son not going back. I'm sorry. My son already didn't want to deal with that shit anyway. So anyway, so Common is dealing with rape child allegations. I already started drinking. I had to chill for a minute. Spark the tweet. I forgot to say that. I forgot to put the disclaimer in. Spark the tweet. Never bring Reggie. Never smoke him. If he's in the house, get him the fuck out. Okay? If you're selling Reggie, okay, you need to go to jail. We not gonna snitch him on you, my brother, but karma's a bitch, okay? Stop selling and killing people with that Reggie. Anyway, I'm gonna get to y'all comments in a second, y'all. I'm gonna get to y'all comments. So Common is facing rape allegations. He is now with Tiffany Haddish, and there's a lady that came out and said something about it and said that, you know, she was sleeping, she thought they was friends. She needed to lay down and rest, and she woke up, the Common's dick in her face, bruh. Hope the children ain't around, because y'all know how I do. It is what it is. Shout out to the new watchers. I'll be cursing and saying all types of shit, but that's why we here. We keep it real over here. Okay, welcome to Chinatown, bitch. So anyway, yeah, she said she woke up to Common, you know, slapping this, you know, monkey all up in her face, trying to, you know, force her to slap him down. And she was pissed about it. So, you know, make sure y'all check that out. I didn't have to pull up the video of her talking about it. Y'all can find it on the Neighborhood Talk on Instagram. You can find it on YouTube if you don't have an Instagram. But I'm not doing all of that, okay? I'm just letting you know what's going on in the news. Now, Rick Ross, shout out to them. Shout out to Rick Ross and 2 Chainz. They did their battle yesterday. And 2 Chainz and also... 2 Chainz and Rick Ross both did their interviews with the radio stations, you know, Hot 97 and the Breakfast Club and stuff like that. Now, let me remove this banner because check out Rick Ross. Ain't he funny as shit? He was on there smoking his tweed, you know how he do, which is always good. That's why I be telling y'all to smoke y'all tweed, okay? This shit is curing cancer out here. Believe that, okay? So, Rick Ross, you know, he dropped a new song yesterday. It was coming at Terry Crews, you know, talking about him being a coon. And 2 Chainz also dropped the song as well. But Rick Ross revealed that he will have an album coming out 2020 called Richer Than I've Ever Been. So, you know, that's good for him. He really feel that way. So he definitely has a project coming out, which is good. Hopefully we got some coming. Make sure y'all check out the song. I think it's called like Pin to the Cross or something like that. And speaking of the battle, did y'all see the battle? Did y'all enjoy it yesterday? I didn't see too much of it. I didn't see most of it. I did see when they brought the strippers out and stuff like that. A lot of people said that it was a little boring. And, you know, I didn't really see it, y'all. The first couple songs, I did try to watch before I came on here with y'all. But I really wasn't worried about watching it. I'm not going to lie. I know they both have bangers, but I wasn't really watching it. People said it was a little boring, you know, they wasn't really performing much. And I think that's because we got accustomed to stuff like that as far as these battles, as far as these versus battles, because before it wasn't even, we weren't even seeing them together. They were doing it both across their Instagram and stuff like that. So I guess it's something that we have to get adjusted to. 2 Chainz is already laid back. He did try to perform and stuff like that. Ross had his titties out as usual. It is what it is. He had a masseuse there. Again, they had strippers. I ain't gonna lie, when they drop bands, I make her dance. Bands, I make her dance. I ain't gonna lie, it brought bad memories, bitch. Okay, we was out there watching the oil wrestling. Okay, that was let me tell you something. Strippers made a lot of money off of 2 Chainz, Rick Ross, Migos, a lot of these people. Believe that. So anyway, let's get into these topics. Shout out to everybody that's in here. If you have not, again, subscribe to the channel, share this, make sure we getting it out. Make sure y'all liking this, please, because the likes are very important. Y'all going, even if you don't like all of the video and like everything that I'm saying, I'm gonna make a bitch laugh. You feel me? I'm gonna hold a nigga down. So let's move on. Let's see what we have on here. Let's see what we have on here as far as our topics for today. Okay, let's get into this. Now, there's a few things that are still being updated or still going on. But now they are still mad at Jamal's ass. What's his name? Jussie Smollett. They still mad at him, child. They saying that the sister. Now, did y'all know the sister, Journey? I don't know if y'all know her, but I don't know if y'all seen Ease By You as well. I feel like I'm the only like child that know about Pineapple Thief. That was the Pineapple Thief, okay? Pineapple Thief. Okay, she wound up doing, listen, this is Eve's from Ease By You, bitch, okay? She was also on Underground. She was on a lot of different things. So she is saying that her family, this is her sister, this is Jamal's sister. She is saying that the family is pretty much still mad about it. It's fucking painful that they have to deal with this. You know, they're still going through this as he goes through this process. I believe that there was something that just came out saying that he was allegedly might be innocent or something like that. Child, I don't know if allegedly and Pop probably going the same sentence, but it is what it is. You know what the fuck I'm saying? Moving on, ho. So she says it's one of the most painful things my family's ever experienced, to love someone as much as we love my brother and to watch someone who you love that much go through something like this that is so public has been devastating. Well, yeah, the nigga lied, okay? He lied, and now he is forever, child. They, listen, if the Empire family was mad at him, what you think his real family saying? They like, you dumb motherfucker. But it is what it is. He was, you know, I think his intentions was good. He was trying to bring awareness to certain things, but then you lied. And you have to understand, you have to cover that lie and cover the next lie. And it's just too much, Jussie. It's too much, Jamal. So anyway, they still mad at him about that. Now, I have to cover more on Journey because I just saw on also the Neighborhood Talk or maybe the Shade Room that she's talking about how she has been, you know, sexually harassed in the industry and the acting industry since she was 12 years old. I told y'all she was in Ease By You. Ease By You was so many great actors in that movie. It was one of Megan Good's first movies. She had them big ass front teeth. Y'all better check it out, okay? I think it's on Hulu or something like that. Ease By You, girl. I'm trying to tell y'all. The Pineapple Thief and shit. She tried to put a spell on her dad. It was a lot. It was a lot, child. Shout out to Dave. Shout out to Philly Chica. Okay. Them breasts on Ross, annoying in any size. Oh my God, child. He was just shaking his titties. He had a whole masseuse there. It was crazy. First time here. What's up, Killer Tay? Welcome, welcome. Yes, their little brother was also in that movie. Oh yeah, I forgot about the little brother with the red hair. Yes, it was him. Yes, it was. It sure was. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. So I don't know if she might have been, you know, molested on there. They said that she said that her agents were like, they were like, you know, he's just a man, child. I'm telling you, yeah, we gotta move on. We gotta move on because we seem like we're gonna have a nice little show today, child. So moving on to the next next topic, right? So do y'all remember Boot Gang? If y'all don't remember Boom Gang, I got a video that I'm gonna show y'all, okay? A video of Boom Gang. Boom Gang is the one that we used to do all of those things. He used to do stuff like stealing the donuts and stuff out of stores and stealing people money and stuff like that. Well, Boom Gang has made a turn, has turned over another leaf or turned. Whatever, okay? You know what a bitch trying to say. What I'm trying to say is, in ghetto terms and ratchet terms, okay, the nigga got his life together, child, okay? He probably went to rehab. The last time I seen him, he was dipping and falling off of them drugs, and there was a video out about him, okay? Now, I'm going to go back and show y'all the stuff that he was doing. Boom shit, a whole lot of gang shit, boom, boom gang shit, a whole lot of gang shit. Here we go right here, okay? Play that.
Boom gang, whole lot of gang shit, you know what I'm saying? Just bought that at the ATM, you know what I'm saying? Whole lot of gang shit, you know what I'm saying? I'm on that gang shit, whole lot of gang shit! Whole lot of gang shit! He catch me, he catch me! He catch me, the whole lot of gang shit!
Okay, so hopefully you remember that. So if you didn't, that's who Boom Gang was, okay? Boom, whatever, okay? Now, Boonk has gotten his life together, and he is asking people to not call him that no more. He feels like he did a lot of those things when he was in a depressed state. He was in a dark place. He said he was very depressed and things of that matter, and he is asking people to call him by his real name now, okay? If you see him now, you know, you would think that he's a different person. Now, this is Boonk Gang here letting people know that he is turned his life around, okay? Here you go, Johnny or some shit, child. I don't know.
I just want to be me, and I don't want to pretend like I'm something I'm not. Back then, I used to go out my way to do some stupid just to gain attention, and I was gaining all the wrong type of attention. Couldn't even be out in public and please. Cops me, people recording me, expecting me to do some stupid, and that's not even my character. If you was to come around me for the first time, you would be surprised. You'd think something wrong with me. Comparing it to the content I was putting out, you would think something is wrong with me. And see, that's why calling me by my name, John, it gives me the joy that I get to be somebody and still be myself without having to put on the act. Calling me my nickname brings me back to a place where I was most depressed. I was in a dark place. You know? It may have been funny for the viewers, but for me, it was really saddening. Which it was something that was supposed to start out as fun, but I got carried away with a lot of things. But you live and you learn, and everything has got me right here to John Gabbana.
Yeah, so that's what's going on with Boonk. Okay, he's asking people to respect him. Okay, here's a video of him working. Here's the video. I apologize if it's a little delayed, y'all. So yeah, man, that's Boonk. Y'all seen he done made a whole what was that, a hot tub or some shit, y'all? Child, yeah, you see it? Oh, that's a pool. Either way, I got stuff for him to fix. That's what I'm saying, friend. I get it. He changed, but like you have to reintroduce the world to the new you. Exactly. So it's good that he did put it out. You're right. Exactly. And that's one thing that I was going to bring up, because we have to understand that everything we put out on the internet will forever be out there. It's certain things where I look back and be like, oh, I'm so embarrassed, but I'm grateful to have seen the growth. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, damn, did he give money back? You know what I'm saying? He was stealing from a lot of different people. And hopefully, you know, again, that change was for him. Hopefully he went through his rehab situation or whatever, because I'm telling you, the last time I seen him, child, I was like, oh my God, he got to get help. So it's really good, child. He got a whole job. But he said he put that out there because he was letting people know, like, it's people that still come up with me, or they look at me, they call the cops on me because they think I'm about to do something crazy. And you have to understand that you put that energy out. So, yeah, man, it is what it is. It is what it is, man. So let's move on. Let's move on to the next topic. How y'all doing? How's everyone doing? Child, it was raining over here. I know y'all started out changing the time, right? But it was raining hard as shit over here. And I'm like, let me tell you something. I'm not about to sit near this window with this thundering and like and thundering and stuff. I don't know if it was lightning, child, but I don't do no thunder. Okay, unless it's somebody thunder thighs, child, a little thick body. I ain't trying to mess with nobody thunder, child, please. So anyway, let's move on to the next topic. Let's talk about this Cardi B's Wap featuring Megan Thee Stallion. What y'all think about it? What do y'all think about the song? Before I give my honest opinion on the situation, how do y'all feel about the song? Now, for those people who really ain't really paying attention to stuff like that, they really ain't got no social media, whatever the case may be, I'm going to put this up here. Okay, I didn't do no banner for that T.I. shit, but it's cool. I can commentate. So this was the first post, okay? Now, I know that it's doing very well, specifically because of Cardi B, okay? You got the Barbs, okay? You got the Stallions, you know what I'm saying? Well, the Hot Girls, as far as representing for the Stallion. And a lot of people was hyped to see this song, okay? They put out the vinyl first. And this was the other picture right here. Shout out to the players, because I know y'all wanted to see this, okay? Now, I know that we love this picture, right? People love this picture, right? Okay, all of this is out, sex sells. We understand that, right? And both of these two twerk all day and show they behind. So this ain't nothing new, right? But can't you tell whose butt is real and whose ain't? I'm just saying, Cardi's butt looked like it, somebody put it on there. You see how, like, Meg's, her top running to the bottom? I'm just saying. It is what it is. I love both of these two. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, Cardi has a lot of growing to do. I'll take a lot of things that she do kind of personal, which is dumb as hell, okay? Because I have to separate the two. But I loved her when she first came out, and I think I fell in love with the character that she was portraying at that time. But when I hear her talk, I'd be like, girl, we need this. Somebody need to help you. Because I couldn't get through that interview as far as her Breakfast Club interview. She don't know what she's talking about. Now, what I can say is I'm proud of her for putting out music, because let me tell you something. Y'all have a child to take care of, you and Offset. And we seen what's been going on with Domingos. They probably losing money. So yeah, baby girl, you got to bring some cash up in the house, okay? Before 2020 ends, you had to do that. Put that song out. I believe this obviously was already recorded and old or whatever the case may be. Now, I was watching Millie. Shout out to her. Shout out to my radio. I was watching her earlier, and she did interview this dude named DJ Jay Hood or some shit like that. I don't know, child. I gotta look it up again. And he's saying that beat was stolen, you know, and he's not coming for them. But even the way that Cardi explained how she did the song and all of that, she's not writing a lot. So she's not getting a lot of money as far as her writing credits and stuff like that, royalties and stuff like that. So yes, baby girl, you had to drop your song. When Megan Thee Stallion had to put a song out, the beat being stolen has nothing to do with Cardi. So I don't want people to continue to keep putting out there like, oh, they stole the beat and da da da. No, it's not that. That don't have nothing to do with her. Okay. So that's out. Again, I commend her for putting the song out. I don't think the song is that good. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't think the song is that good, y'all. Of course, Megan can rap. You know what I'm saying? Megan can rap. She's going to do her thing. But I don't. This is what I expect. And that's why I commend Cardi, because this is what I expect of her. But her getting on the Breakfast Club talking about the timing and all of that time. Girl, the timing for this song was not great timing, but you gave us what we usually expect of you, which is good. So during this timing where we are going through so much stuff and so much pain and so much sensitivity, yeah, give us something where we can shake our ass. But don't make it seem like, oh, this was a great timing for a shake your ass song when we going through all this trauma and you know, with the police and everything else. But okay, I'm proud of you, girl. Y'all need some money in the crib. Oh my God, I love WAP. The song is dope. I love the explicit version. Yeah. But it wasn't. I love the video. I love the fact that they had all of the beautiful women in there, other women. I love the video. I'm not gonna lie. I know the niggas love the video, wanted to see the video because of, you know, all the sex, you know. All the sexy shit they got going on. So yeah. And my girls, Suki in it. Yeah, man. Everybody was in the video, which was really good. I love it. It's a good little start for Cardi. She changed the whole song for Meg. I don't believe that she changed the whole song for Meg. Cause Megan still killed her on the song. That's just my opinion, but you know. Philly Chica, you know, you already know. I respect your opinion 100. Yeah, that's just my opinion. You know, as a female artist, again, it wasn't the best, you know, to me. Like, of course, I'm going to dance to and all of that, but it wasn't, I liked other songs. I can say I like other songs beyond it, but I am proud of her and I respect her for putting this music out that we wanted and that people, you know, that people wanted what people needed, and you need this for your child. People aren't making show money. Y'all did a vinyl, you get what I'm saying? To have people look at it, sex sells. Like, but we already know that the men gonna be jerking a fucking monkey to the shit. You know what I'm saying? That's why I left the picture up here. I know all the niggas be on here. And we saw Kylie in the video. You know, that's how I know it was old child. So yeah, that was that. Let me pull this down. I got your opinions on it, which is great. A lot of people love the song. I believe that it might have hit number one. I'm glad that they collabed. I was getting so tired of, because even when you think about when Cardi and Nicki did their song, well, got on Motorsport, they weren't in the video next to each other and stuff like that. So that's why I love this collab more than anything. I think it's a powerful message even beyond the lyrics that they're giving, because it still shows unity. You know what I'm saying? So that's that. It is what it is. It was what I expected. It's not something that's overly, oh, that's the best shit they ever did. Not to me, but it's a good song. They sample one of the songs that we love to shake our ass to. So it was a good marketing strategy for them to do that song together. It was great. That's how I feel. You know, it was all right. So what else we got on the list? Child, I think we about to end on this. Yep, that's what Cardi said right before the video premiered. I just wish Normani learned some new moves. I know, I ain't gonna lie. Normani, yeah, you ain't lying. And I ain't gonna lie, I like to see her in the end, but she could have killed it. I felt like seeing the women at the end was the best part. But it is, but Megan Thee Stallion them look good. Again, I'm not expecting that much. You know what I'm saying? For me, on the production side, I'm looking at more of how the video is being made and green screen is being used and, you know what I'm saying, and their makeup done and things like that. That's just me. So, yes, number one on all platforms. That's awesome, y'all. That's awesome. Again, it's good for them. To me, I'm just going to keep it 100. Like, I don't really, you know. Okay, so I think our final topic is to discuss, okay, this Vado and Tahiri situation. Let's get on this, y'all. Okay, so this Vado and Tahiri situation happened about last week. Now, they dropped a new episode yesterday, Marriage Boot Camp. They usually, this is the hip-hop edition. They dropped their episodes on Thursday. So I wanted to wait for other videos to come out. Now, I'm not going to lie. Sometimes as a just as a person, or maybe just as a mom or whatever, as a woman, I don't know where this shit comes from, but a lot of times I'll say I'm not going to discuss the topic because I feel like I know y'all going to come for me, right? So I talked to my husband, talked to my team or whatever, and I was like, you know, I can't discuss this because the video that they dropped first, I felt some type of way about it because I said people are missing so much. I don't condone domestic violence. I was a victim of domestic violence. Okay. Now, when I went through my situation, one thing that even my family member said to me, okay, one of my family members said to me, now I know he was wrong for putting his hands on you, but what did you say? So again, I have been through that situation, and I have also learned that there's a certain point where as a female, we don't know when to shut the fuck up. Okay. And then there are times where there's a contradiction because it's like, yeah, no matter what a female do, I don't care if she do this and she do that, you still don't put your hands on her. I'm not condoning it. That's what I'm saying. Don't try to chop this up later on or whatever the case may be and try to say, you know, because I felt like I'm with Votto. I just feel like why nobody is talking about what Tahereh did. Now, this was the first thing that was put out. Okay, I'm going to play this video. Now, before I put this out, I want to say marriage boot camp is some bullshit. Okay, let me say that because marriage boot camp, as far as other episodes in this episode, or in this season is what I meant to say. As far as each season, everybody that's in this house is not married. From this season, the only people who are married is Willie and his wife. I forgot her name, Shonda. Okay. Tahereh and Votto are not married. Fucking Phaedra is on there with a nigga that she ain't even giving up the nanny to, so I don't understand why the fuck y'all there. Okay. So when this video dropped and Tahereh want to put out, oh yeah, this is not script. This wasn't scripted. When Votto said it was scripted and da 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 da, you can't throw nothing at me because from the gun bust, this is some bullshit that we should not even be taking serious. Now they put this video out as something like, oh, this is unacceptable and da da da. So let me play the video for y'all. This is the video that they put out before the episode even dropped. Okay, they only put this piece out. Now listen.
I look crazy to y'all. I look extra aggressive.
Yo, you look out. Yo, like, for real, my
ass on you,
yo.
No.
Fucking out.
Oh, no.
Like, you lucky I don't hurt you, yo.
Are you kidding me?
This house is on fire.
Just threw that apple in my face for you.
Put hands on.
I'm going to the county.
So, we saw that. Everybody saw that together. When they first put it out, they only put out this part, okay? Now, everybody covered it and sat there and said, oh, that is unacceptable and da 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 da. And not one fucking platform, not nobody, not one radio station, not one commentary, commentator, nobody said, well, what do he mean about these apples? That was my first thought. Well, why we didn't see, like, I'm not saying that people don't just react in a violent way just all of a sudden. But one thing that I understand from being in my own relationship, I've seen both sides. I've seen a person, we just play fight and that nigga just threw me because you on some type of pills or you've been drinking too much or whatever. Everybody in that house was drinking prior to that. Now, the episode dropped and they specifically show. The way she talked to this man, she talking about time is money and you don't pay the bills. She talking about he's the brokest man that she's ever messed with. So they had a situation where they were playing this game, right? Well, it was an assignment. Everybody had to wear like these monitors and it was a buzzer. So it was three things that each of them had that it was like, okay, these are three things that I can't stand that my partner do. So say my list was the three things that my partner does. If my partner does this, I zap them. But my partner doesn't know why they're being zapped. So it was a list of her arguing with him or her yelling or stuff and stuff like that. So he was buzzing her, but he could have been buzzed her. So when he started doing that and her yelling and stuff like that, she keep yelling and keep cussing and stuff like that. He's buzzing her. She's getting mad to the point where she takes the fucking thing off, y'all. She takes the thing off. That means that you basically quit the whole assignment, which was some bullshit, okay? You failed that assignment, right? So she takes it off. Then she say, stop zapping me. You're hurting me. Da, 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 da. You're zapping me for no reason. But y'all don't know why y'all are being zapped. This is a part of the assignment, right? So she takes it upon herself to want to yell and be like, this isn't a part of the assignment. But if it was, da, da, da. Let me play the fucking video, yo. Let me play the video. Because this, everybody wanted to talk about this and talk about that, everything that was done. But nobody questioned why he started talking about some fucking apples being thrown in his face. Here's the video.
If you don't shut up. Yeah, you right now, you would have shocked me, I'm sure. Yes, you would have shocked me. And I would have been deserving of it. Yes, this is part of the list. What I'm about to do right now, it is part of the list. Yes. If I would have got shocked right now, I would have deserved it. But you know what wasn't part of the list? Me.
Now, for those people who don't give a shit to watch this, because I understand, okay? I'm going to break it down for you. Now, after that situation happened, let me say this. She threw not one, but two hard-ass green granny apples at that man. We watched on Power Tyreek get basically tortured with oranges, bitch. And you talking about an apple being thrown at somebody's face? That's assault. How is that not assault? So even after that, right? She goes outside. Terry talking about, yeah, go make some applesauce. In her confession, she talking about, when I get mad, I throw things. So instead of me throwing my hands, throwing punches, I threw an apple. I told him to make applesauce out of it. I thought it was funny. That's what you thought? Can you imagine somebody fucking taking a apple, humming that bitch back and throwing it at you in your face? Nobody cared about that. So after that, right? So even after that, he's sitting there for a minute like, bro, like, you, what did you just do that for? He's sitting there. So then literally like 2 minutes later, they call them all to have the meeting, okay? He's sitting there. Mind you, he looking at the apple like, bro, she just threw an apple at me. She's sitting there. And when they all listen and they go around and talk about the assignment being done, they get to Tahiri and she got the nerve to fucking say, I felt like he was making me the person that I used to be. So now he turns and look at this crazy bitch. Like, yo, you sat here and made it seem like, oh, Y'all look at me like I'm crazy and over the top. You just threw two apples at that man. That's assault, bitch. So Votto gets literally thrown off the show, taken off the show. I guess he's still going to go through his process and whatnot, but y'all really going to sit here and make it seem like he just jumped up for no fucking reason? And then her reaction to it just showed you how crazy she is, in my opinion. So the reason why I didn't want to talk about this was because of that. But now the episode is out. That's bullshit. We're talking about an apple. So you going to sit here and fucking tell me that him hemming her up like that is worse than the fucking two apples that she threw at that man's face? That's bullshit. She threw apples at that man. And then to talk about the situation, you make it seem like nothing happened. Phaedra said, I don't care what's going on, but like, you threw an apple at him. I really don't understand that. As y'all can see, I'm yelling, I'm trying to move back from the mic so y'all can still hear a bitch. But at the end of the day, that's bullshit. And I've been through my own shit. And since I know and I've been through that, where a motherfucker didn't even have a reason to hit me, it was because he was just drinking a little more than usual. And that nigga insecure and hate me because I'm the shit. And he questioning even the reason why I'm with him, because he feel like I'm above him. I've been in those situations. So even in my situations after that, I'm not going to provoke nobody. Bitch, that's assault. You cannot sit here and justify. Y'all sitting here trying to make it seem like that's not justifying nothing because he a man. You cannot make me believe that those apples were worse than what he did to her. You crazy bitch gonna sit here and make it seem. You just threw apples at him. And then from the whole assignment, you basically said, fuck the assignment. All these cameras going on and nobody noticed this bitch quitting the assignment. She trying to make it seem like you heard what she said, sounding crazy. No, this isn't a part of the assignment. But if I was, now, like, what are you talking about? What are you talking about here? He specifically said in the first video, she just threw them apples in my face like it was nothing. Yeah, because this crazy bitch just did that. I'm talking about, it was like a bunch of, listen, Votto was trying to keep it together. He had to sit. They were like the last to be, the way they edited it, they were like the last to be, you know, questioned about their assignment. You just threw apples at that man 3 minutes before that in his fucking face. He's a artist. That means he sell his music through his image, him being Fly Votto, you know what I'm saying? Pretty face guy, whatever the case may be. You fucking downgrade the fuck out of him by saying in front of these people, because she threw the two apples in front of people. You keep telling it, you keep saying in front of everybody, talk about, time is money, you don't pay the bills. He's with you after all the fucking trauma and shit that you've been through. He deal with you when you shaking your ass and you sell, you're a brand. You show your ass, that's how you pay your bills. That's fine. But you're going to sit here and talk about this man, whether he's younger than you, whether you got more money than him or not, but you downgrade this man. Amen. And he's still having mollywop the fuck out of you. And now, after you throw hard granny apples at him and wind up exploding because, bitch, you going to sit here and act like you didn't just do nothing? You going to sit here and make it seem like I'm provoking you? Go watch the episode on YouTube because everybody, all the episodes on YouTube, you ain't got to subscribe to shit, okay? Go watch it on YouTube and look at that entire video. Even Phaedra, the older one out of the group, was like, yeah, but come on. You threw apples at that man's face. That's an assault. Let me get to these comments before we end this. Child, please. Fucking bullshit. Girl, she threw apples at that man. What she expect? Yes. Like, what are you talking about? What were you expecting to happen? I'm with Votto. What were you expecting to happen? That's whatever. I've been around it and never condone it. But yes, you know what exactly to say and do to push a man's button to make him swing. She said to him about the time is money and all the other stuff. Y'all always drinking. And then you want to make it seem like, oh, he gets overly aggressive when he drinks. So you wasn't overly aggressive fucking humming that fucking hard ass apple. That's not a banana. You told that man to go make applesauce out of it. You know how much time it's going to take him to fucking make applesauce out of that hard ass apple? You crazy, yo. And they was smoking weed. Yeah, I bet the fuck they was. She took off the doggone monitor and everything, which basically showed that you didn't do what you were supposed to. You failed the assignment, which is why you sit here making it seem like somebody else the fuck crazy. The assignment was you weren't supposed to know why you were being buzzed. That's only what they showed Joe Budden on his podcast, said she called him. On his podcast, they said she called him and told him he hit her and he almost got on the plane to LA. For real? I ain't see all that because I don't be watching all of Joe's shit. He be getting on my nerves. I did watch a little bit of it and he was like, there's no exception, da 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 da. Nigga, you, whatever. Y'all trying to be politically correct, okay, but that's bullshit. Yep, she threw it so hard that the juice from the apple slid down his face. Like, I ain't even peeped that. That's crazy. Yeah, they need to throw her ass off too. Yeah, they fucking kicked that man off that show and had the nerve to ask her if she wanted to press charges. Right. Like, could you believe that? Can you believe that? Those apples was hard to Granny Smith, bruh. Right. Like, come on. That's Granny Smith apples. The good ones. Dave said, not the juice from the apple. Yeah, I ain't even peeped that. Because he did wipe his face like, damn, like. And I know she, the way that she's built, I know she a heavy-handed bitch. Child, please. I'm over it, yo. I'm like, come on, man. Like, that's bullshit. Y'all really going to sit here and make it seem like, because again, nobody questioned why he said something about some apples. If y'all didn't see the apples, and then Joe Budden said this. He said, now, as far as a network and stuff like that, they don't usually show just the ending part of the episode. So even as far as, and they try to act like it was leaked and all that. No, it wasn't leaked. The people put it out. The people put it out. That's in charge of everything. And y'all really made it seem like there's no exceptions and all that. How, bro? How? This is just showing that our women, that y'all could do whatever y'all want to us. And the man is just supposed to bow down every time. That is so fucked up to me. That is so messed up. How do you not punish her for what she did? How is this not being brought up? How are we just avoiding it? Now, I did watch the whole confessions or whatever with Tahiri after the situation. She was like, you know, it was wrong or whatever the case may be. They didn't really show that, you know, and it makes her look even worse because, again, we can take this and run with it. People don't have UMC to watch the full confessions and stuff like that to know that she was fully, you know, apologetic. So if you go on this show, and this is the problem what I had with Tahiri too. So you talking about you didn't know, you know, it has to be put out and stuff like that. Tahiri, let me tell you something, bitch. You have been doing reality shows too fucking long to not be able to work out your contract where certain things will not be shown. I'm tired of that. Y'all pissing me off. Y'all pissing me off with just keep doing these shows and being like, oh, I didn't know this was going to be out and I didn't have no control. Well, y'all need to start getting control of y'all contracts. It's getting out of hand. And the way that this is looking, this make whatever. People is going to take whatever they want. And thank God, you know, they did put the video out. But I think it was fucked up the fact that y'all going to put that out first and then have the audacity to just not show when she threw them apples at that man head. I don't understand that. How is that not assault? You know how hard a fucking granny's apple is, bro? She could have broke a tooth, broke a jaw, anything. You cannot sit here and tell me that those apples were worse than him gripping her dumb ass up. Because again, he was trying to be calm the entire time. They done went through listening to everybody else's conversation and yada, yada, yada. And then they get to you and he's trying to hold his composure. And you didn't say like that you got anything out of this assignment. You already quit the assignment by taking the bracelet off. Nobody brought that up. And then you have the audacity to try to make it seem like this man is taking you back to an old place, an old dark place. Bitch, who are you fooling right now? Who you think you're talking to? I just don't understand. I don't think it's fair. I think that I just really believe that it makes us, as our culture, like, why couldn't you have shown both sides? Why couldn't y'all have shown that whole entire thing? That's not fair. It's just showing that, again, women can continue to put their hands on people. Like, that's not abuse. Like, men can't be abused. The same way y'all try to make it seem like a man can't be raped by a woman. What the fuck are we doing here? What are we doing here, Tahiri? You just continue to keep downgrading that man as if he's just supposed to continue to be your pinata or some shit. I don't understand that. That is so disrespectful for you to do this stuff in front of other women or in front of other men. Time is money and you don't pay the bills. Who the fuck are you talking to? So you mean to tell me he don't help you with no bill or that he can't help you with a bill? No, because you said he the brokest man you ever fucked with. Like, I get it, Joe Budden had money and all of that, but pump it up ain't do shit, bitch. Now, I don't know about Vod on his music, but he looked better than Joe Budden's ass. I just don't think that is fair. People have daughters out there and all of that going on. Even, like I said, even her reaction to him gripping her up showed that that bitch is crazy. No, that didn't mean nothing to her when she throwing apples at people's head. Fuck out of here, yo. I did not like that shit. He gripped her up, not punched her or smacked her. He yoked her jacket. She threw apples. That's assault. Thank you. Thank you. That's assault, bro. It is what it is, man. It is what it is. I don't know, man. That was all the topics for today. Again, subscribe if you have not already. If you're new to the show, please subscribe to the channel. We're on our way to monetization. Follow me on all my platforms because I just can't. Like I said, I wanted to come on here with y'all because I feel like y'all miss me and stuff like that. I feel like, you know, I kind of make y'all day when we sit down and talk about these topics. But I've been trying to stay on my school stuff, y'all. I really have been trying to stay on point. I got an F on one of my assignments. It was like, bitch, you better get it together. We don't play like that. What is you doing? F's. Ciao. So, yeah, man, I appreciate y'all for tuning in. I'm glad we got to talk about a few of these topics. Please feel free to watch any of our previous episodes. Next time I go live, I probably will be on camera. I'm not sure. I don't know, y'all, for real, because it's just too much. I'll be cleaning around the house, okay? And then my husband, like, let me tell you something, okay? I don't mean to be putting my own business out there, but let me tell you something, okay? When you dealing with a motherfucker with stamina issues, let me tell you something, it ain't always good, okay? It's not always good when your average time is an hour and a half. Goddamn, we both getting older and you're still going, okay? So a lot of times, okay, my shit is lifting, okay? Sweat is everywhere, okay? Juice is flowing, okay? So the lace front be lifting after a while, goddamn. What the fuck? Ain't got time to try to bull hold that bitch down. I don't feel like it. It's too much. So, you know, it is what it is. Again, make sure y'all follow me on all my platforms. Subscribe, like, share all of this stuff. I appreciate the Cash Apps. If that's another way you want to donate, send the Cash App. Okay, let me put the Cash App for you. Cash App is the Cash App sign, the cash sign, C Black One. If you want to donate, support the channel that way. It is what it is, man. Like I said, I had to come on here with y'all because, you know, I know y'all miss me and I need to get that out and stay consistent. I get it. But y'all understand how much work this is. Okay. It's just a lot of work and school comes first. Okay. So we're going to actually end with, okay. Back hurting. Okay. God damn. Be like, what time I go to sleep last night? Okay. I done slept for 12 hours, bitch. Okay. Anyway. Child, and I've been trying to write and stuff like that as far as getting back into my rapping and holding over swag and stuff like that. So I'm just doing a lot right now, y'all. So being as though we didn't start with 8 more, let's end off with 8 more. Let's listen to this, vibe out to this real quick. Make sure y'all follow him on all of his platforms. He has been working very, very hard. So let's play this to end with this vibe to this, okay?
World's
favorite.
Number 8.
It's all about what it mean to you. You gotta live yours. You got family to feed. You gotta make sure they gotta eat every day. Shit, I got kids. I gotta look after their mother too. Shit.
I can never be gone, thinking I can never be wrong. Made it like a recipe, known what's a dead degree zone. Pull it at a WD home. I ain't got telepathy, dog, but I'm trying to get more. Living in the jungle, never roar. Running on the court, never score. Ran, ran, lee, lee. Now my baby's 2-4. Just like a nigga do it for. Don't need to impress no bitch. Just need to invest those chips. Live long, just bless those wit. Count cash, cause the rest don't fit. The big bank got it all. I can't stress, more drip. The less press, more trips. Mindset of a hustler. Can't flex, just flip. I can't flex, just flip. I get more chips than the corner store. Lifestyle jets, planes, I done put it all. Pull up, catch bodies like the coroner. Bad check, man, eater, she's a carnivore. I'm trying to relax from the nonsense. Come clean on my conscience. If health is wealth, I'm praying I'm beyond rich. At the club, blowing money was the blindness. People rather die than to show an act of kindness. Honest, 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 honest. People better die than to show what act of kindness.